a man that, say, would never spend any of his money would be a what?
Mighty.
What about a man who he could always get money out of other people? Say he was always coming to you and trying to borrow money?
Well, that was slick, though.
Slick, did I? When you said somebody was very common, that meant, say a girl was very common, that meant she what? She was,
well, that was somebody that was common, somebody that didn't know much, or, you know, acted like they didn't know much, you know. Foolish, act foolish, or something like that. When you say, well, that thing was acting common, ain't it?
But, now, somebody your age that could get around as well as you do, everybody says that you're a...
Everybody that sees me, that don't know me, it give me 15 years younger than what I really is. Say I'm about 70 or 50 or something like that.
Yeah.
That nobody says, nobody that sees me that don't know me and see me the way I walk or the way or things I do, think that I'm 86 years old. Nobody.
That's because you're so...
Imagine. And you see, a lot of people, you see, I've been sitting down here long and I never stay sitting down like this in the house. See, this morning I walk about 2 miles this morning.
You see anybody in town you knew?
I went way in the back, you know, my pastor. My pastor's 1 mile deep, and I went back there and come back off. And while I was down, I had a hoe with me. I cut some weed and from about 7 o'clock till about 10:30. And then I got here and I got in my car, went to Donaldsonville, come back. I don't stay in the house. I don't stay in the house. My children always raise hands with me. They say that to be called, you know, called for me, and they never could get me in the house. What you doing? We never can get you. We called you, we wanted you to come for something, you know. So, well, I wasn't home. I was somewhere. Hell, I don't know. I've been somewhere. I don't know. But I don't stay sitting down in the house. This is harder for me to stay sitting down here with you talking than if I'd be doing something.
Your children, you know, might be out a little later than usual. You say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong.
No, no.
But I can't help feeling.
I never was a man to worry for nothing. What's got to be is nothing worrying ain't gonna happen.
True?
A lot of people worry for things there's nothing you can do about it. It's no use to worry. If they went somewhere and they didn't come back, well, there's something kept them from coming back. Me worrying here ain't gonna do them no good, ain't gonna do me no good. So why not?
You mean you don't worry now and you didn't?
I don't worry.
You never?
Never did worry.
You used to didn't either?
You take some people, for instance, if they working, well, they get back home, they got to tell everybody what they've been doing. You know, because that thing is in their mind, or what they got to do tomorrow. Well, that don't worry me for tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to get you. If I'm living, it's going to be you, and I'm going to be there to do it. That's it. I ain't nothing to worry. And what's got to happen today, I can't stop it from happening. It's going to happen. But what's the use of worrying? Worry yourself to death for what? Don't do no good. If it would do good, I'd say, well, all right, worry about it. And if you ain't got something, worrying to get it, they ain't gonna make you get it.